Zinc 96 with Bilko and Jay. Now, very interesting discussion has come up. You've seen the census, how we've mentioned that less people are now believing in any sort of religion or even believing in God. And we thought, you know what, is anyone still doing the religious life?
Yeah, I guess the question came up, does anybody still go to church?
Yeah.
And more to the point, I suppose, is does anybody still go to the church to become a priest or a nun?
And look, I've done that track 20, 30 years ago. I gave it a bit of a go till I found
a red hot crack, some might even say.
Yes, I did, till I fell in love and realised, you know what, I just can't give up that part of my life. And, you know, we reached out to some Pats in town, and Father William answered the phone, and he's just newly minted as a priest. He's what, 29, Father William?
Yeah. Not yet, but 29 eventually.
29.
Yeah. How old are you now?
28.
28.
We're used to priests, of course, being these crusty old blokes with the Irish accent going, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy. And man, you were just a breath of fresh air when we reached out and we thought, let's talk to someone who is young and has dedicated their
path.
Life to God. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the show. Actually, when you called up the other day, there was an extra spring in my step as I was walking around the office. I've never been invited or cool enough to come on a radio station.
You're cool.
So definitely cool enough.
Thank you very
enough.
Much for having me.
I can see you at the skate park, mate. You're doing quite well.
I'll probably break something.
Father William, I was more than a little surprised when you walked into the studio. You're very young. You're very vibrant. You're a very good-looking man. Well, I just think if you can't see Father William and your expectations of a priest are, as mine were, sort of an older gentleman, You're a surprise. You really are a surprise package. How does somebody become a priest? What on earth made you decide to dedicate your life to God?
Yeah, I think I guess the first thing to that is it's heavily countercultural. You know, a lot of people aren't putting their hands up to become priests in the first place. But for me, I was lucky to have foundations in faith. So my parents were really keen on getting us praying all the time and then getting us to Mass on Sundays. And you'd put up a fight, but their will was way stronger than mine.
Were you an altar boy at any stage?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. That was the only thing that kept me interested in Mass, really. Sometimes there were really good-looking young ladies altar serving too, so I'd be like, I want to altar serve.
I missed that. It was only altar boys in my time, but we used to get into the candles and the incense and the wine after church. That was like, you know, I just making sure it's not stale, Father.
Yeah. No, I used to do the same, actually. I think that's always a great foundation for priesthood, good altar serving, yeah.
But why? Why choose this path? Clearly, you're obviously interested in girls. You grew up, you know, liking girls, but now that's sort of something that's off the list and you've chosen this path.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was that I was kind of working out of regret. What would be the thing I regret most not doing? So I remember thinking I'd have a bigger regret in my life if I knew I didn't pursue it honestly, priesthood, and gave it a good go. I knew it was easy to kind of fall into the mold of getting a wife, having kids, and getting a job and those kinds of things. But there was just a real deep nag within me, something pressing, pushing me towards priesthood and giving it a genuine go. And I think that was part of the reason why I pursued it and why I'm still here, really.
But you're a man, so, I mean, there's a part of you that surely will want that loving companion of a woman in your life and children. Is that a nagging feeling or a longing in you at all, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if that longing feeling is not within you, you're not a man at all. Mm-hmm. You're just a robot. And that's important for my ministry. Helps to give life to my ministry in a way that helps me connect with people, connect with them emotionally, spiritually, and just even at a human level. So, you know, it's not like those things aren't being tapped or into and being used, but I think it gives life to my ministry and the way I look at the world.
Look, this might be really naive, Father William, but Bilko and I were talking prior to you coming, and I said, you know, I wonder what makes you give up so much. And I said to Bilko, you can't drink beer, you can't. And Bilko said, whoa, hold on a second. Yes, you can drink beer as a priest. I said, no, you can't. You basically have to give up everything that's good in this world and convert to God. And Bilko's like, nope, Jade, priest drink.
Yeah.
And is it true that you can, you know, still have a hamburger and have a beer and a... Is that true still?
Yeah, I think there's a kind of caricature out there of what a priest is or who a priest is. And it's this person that's just walking around in clericals, kneeling all the time with their hands together. Mm-hmm. But that's only what we do on our day off. No, but you know, everything in moderation. That's the bottom line. So obviously you can enjoy your time. Me and a priest mate of mine often go out to breweries and try different craft beers and things like that. It's
I'm in shock.
Quite nice, yeah.
I'm in shock.
I love whiskey. Yeah, no, I love trying out different
Jade,
whiskeys, yeah.
Father William is a man. He's a human being.
I know, but keep in mind, I went to a Catholic school at primary school, and we had nuns who were our teachers and the school principal, and they drank cups of tea and had scones. They were like a very different group of people. I would say that they were almost separate to general society. You know, they looked like they went without so much. Mm. And I don't know if things have changed, or maybe that was just my perception as a kid.
Yeah, I'd say that there's certainly things that are over-accentuated so much to the point where you separate them, you know, and they become these kind of figures off in the distance. But, yeah, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that as soon as the doors are closed, things like what happens today, like having a beer or having a whiskey.
Well, Bilko swore in front of you before, and I was like, oh, my word, we're going to be smited. You know, there's going to be a big bolt of lightning come through the studio.
Yeah.
But you didn't flinch.
Yeah. No, I've heard a few swear words myself. No, it's one of my favourite things, actually, when we get baptisms. Baptisms is when a whole bunch of people come in. One of my favourite things to say is, welcome to those that thought they'd be struck by lightning as soon as you come in. You are most welcome in this place, yeah.
And that's what I love. I mean, your ministry is, and this people realise, you know, or people sit there and they think, what do priests actually do? What do they contribute to society? And you're a parish priest, so in St. Pat's, you're not a parish priest?
No, just an associate priest.
And so what is, now explain that to me. Parish priest, I know, is the boss.
Yeah.
But you work in a parish, so what is your job? What is your remit?
Yeah, kind of trying as best as I can to follow the mission of the parish priest and embody that as much as possible, but help out wherever I can, really, pick up on things. Really, it's a position of learning. So because there's a great decline in priests at the moment, the hope is that I learn as much as I can so that eventually I can take on a parish of my own and be good at it and not be horrible.
So why do you think the world is so, can I say, godless? Why don't people believe in an almighty or even want to dedicate a life to religious service? Is it because we're selfish now, do you think?
I wouldn't say that we're entirely godless. I think there is obviously that rise in the nuns, the non-religious. Doesn't entirely mean that people don't believe in God. I think there are still a lot of people that perhaps don't practice but still believe. But, you know, theorists talk about the rise of secularization with the rise in education. People that are more educated don't believe anymore. Mm. I think there's a whole bunch of things contributing to it at the moment. Things like whether you behave, believe, or belong. But I think these days it's a lot more difficult because people are choosing their religion based on their political view rather than their political view based on their religion. So it's a bit of back and forth.
And I think there's been this thing where the church has been seen as being out of touch with modern day society, that we've got, you know, certainly an aging population of priests and you know, pastors and things like that, where we've got young up and coming people who kind of see a big separation, a big difference between what the priests are saying and what their life is. So I think it's just a different time in the world. And so you are a breath of fresh air being a young priest, somebody with, you know, a different life experience, say, than, you know, a much older person.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Certainly there are things I still need to learn. Matched with the process of becoming a priest is the process of maturation. So I still make mistakes along the way.
Don't we all?
I'm definitely not perfect. But, it was just important to me, and I think it's important to a lot of people, this spiritual element. Mm. And there are different expressions of it in the world these days. We talk about people reading tarot cards or finding Buddhism or Muslim people. You know, the expressions are out there, which means that it still exists, but there is a slight decline.
Can I ask you a curly one? And feel free to decline the question if you're not comfortable with it. Do you think more people would be attracted to priesthood or to being a nun if they were able to have relationships and marry?
I don't actually know. I don't know if that's kind of thing that puts people off in the first place.
Okay.
I think people have always known that this is what Catholics do, you know. But there's still a kind of life within it. I don't know enough to say anything to that, to be honest. I can't.
It didn't stop you.
I think
you.
It didn't stop me, but it might attract others.
Yeah.
What about when you get people who come and say, you know, if they're in a troubled marriage and, you know, they're encouraged to get counselling from yourself or your boss, and they go, well, how can you help me in my marriage when you're not in that situation yourself? Yet people do seek out, you know, the clergy's answers in their marital problems. How do you handle people who think, well, because you're not married, how can you help me?
Yeah, I think that everyone can have an opinion on things. So whether, you know, people have an opinion on priesthood, but they're not priests.
Yes.
So in that sense, we can all have an opinion on things. But to that, a lot of priests hear things. And so if you're a good listening priest, you might be able to draw from that.
Mm.
But yeah, I think essentially as much as the person can offer priesthood-wise to a marriage, that offer. But you'd be a better priest if you just pass them on to a marriage counsellor.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's different, isn't
good
it?
Idea.
And just before we let you go, Father William, you would have got, like, you went to high school, you would have had a group of mates. You go on to be a priest. What did your friends do? What did your friends end up doing for work? Did they end up, anyone else in the priesthood, or did you, you know?
Nah, not that I'm aware of. Yeah. No one else pursued any religious life. They're off working, looking after their families. Some getting into trades, and others doing good things in the world.
Yeah.
But after high school, I'm sure, like most of you know, you lose contact with a lot of people.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I just find it interesting that you just went to a normal high school with a normal group of friends.
Yeah.
And then pursued a very unusual lifestyle afterwards, and and clearly very happy in it. So we do congratulate you for it.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for that. It's been nice here.
I want to ask you, Father William, anyone hearing this and maybe in the back of mind thinking about, you know, can I make a contribution to society in the religious life? What do you say to them? Is there an avenue now to do that? Can they reach
absolutely.
Out to you?
Yeah, get in contact with your local priest. If you just look up on the website, vocations.com in Brisbane, there's a great website there that looks nice and operates nicely. So get in contact with your local priest or look up online.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Father William.
Thanks for having me.